It's 4:45. Time for Message in the Bottle. And downtown is brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan in the house with us this afternoon. Hello.
Hi. It's a lovely house. Thank you for inviting me in once again.
You are always welcome, sir.
That's why I bring the booze. Everybody always loves the booze, man. Even though I didn't, well, I did bring food. I just didn't bring food that I made, but I brought Carrie some hangry.
He's wasting
backup.
Away over there.
It's appreciated.
I get the impression, rightly or wrongly, that Carrie never actually leaves this room. Maybe the studio, but this room in general. And so I feel like if he needs food, like we need to get him food.
Oh yes, yeah. You know? It doesn't matter. I come Saturday. I came by. He's here. Sunday, sleeping in his truck out in the lot.
That's right. That's right.
Monday morning, passed out on the steps.
Yeah. By the way, Giffords is jumping, so it is spring.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah. That's nice to see. It's almost like the first bluebird is like the first line at Giffords. They're hanging out. The other sure sign of spring is, so I went down to take my first listing because, of course, I am a realtor now in case anybody needs help there. So I went down to Franklin, Maine, and got my first deer tick.
Woo-hoo. Oh, good for you.
So they have been indeed incubating, and they've been working on their leaping skills. This one made it up onto my arm.
Ew.
So, yeah, they're out, folks. Just be careful.
When did you notice it?
About 20 minutes later.
Ah.
Yeah, which is good. And it was still, you know, not attached or anything, but it was there, and it was hungry. Just in case anybody's like, they're probably, you know, they're out. They're there. They enjoy the sunny weather just as much as all of us do. Which reminds me, coming to another topic, I was reminded of at my store yesterday as I sat there for low those many hours. Put your shirts back on, Bangor.
Oh, please, yes.
Just do it.
Yes.
Okay? No one needs that.
Well,
no
here's the thing. As you know better than anybody, being a downtown Bangor merchant, the people who do walk through downtown with their shirts off are the last people who should do that.
It's nothing you want to see. Absolutely not. No. So that's just my humble advice to all of you. Before I launch into booze, I did want to shout out, as we are on a somewhat sports-affiliated show here. I'm not going to give you my hot takes on the draft. I already gave Rich those in the commercial break. But I'm just saying Darnold to the Giants, if he's still there. I'm a New York Giants boy. I'm just saying. I like him. He's beefy.
Yes.
Yeah. And Eli, I've never liked. Thank you for the two Super Bowls. I'm sure you're listening to Downtown.
Right.
Sorry, Eli. I just want to say, and also, Devils, well done. You weren't even supposed to make it to the playoffs. You made it. You stuck it out against a very, very tough team. And thank you. Thank you for providing this aging man with a little. It was good. It got to teach my children why you don't watch hockey with daddy.
Dear. They learned some new words?
It's more flailing.
Oh.
And just general, like, why is daddy yelling so loudly at the television? Just the general act. It doesn't even matter. It could just be like, blah, 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 blah. Daddy's so angry at those people.
Sassafras devils.
Picture
it sounding like Yosemite Sam.
That's better than Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, yeah.
I say, that was hooking. That's a terrible foghorn. Let's move on to booze, shall we? As Rich said, we are talking about, we're finishing up talking about cooking with booze today, and we're moving on to a new subject next week. It also, this month sort of doubles as our opportunity to talk about the other sorts of booze that we got at Bangor Wine and Cheese, because, of course, we do have wine, and that's sort of my specialty. It's always been my specialty, which is why the rest of the year, that's really all you hear about here, besides, again, my ridiculous sports takes. Other things. But so today we're going to talk a little bit about mead.
This is hot. What is in this?
That's right. It's Capsamel from Fat Friars Meadery in Newcastle, Maine.
Ooh.
And it's a chili mead.
Yes, it is. I did not expect that.
I could have warned you, but I didn't. Sorry. But it's good for you. It's good for what ails you.
It's very good. I just...
I'm all like allergy throaty at this time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually really enjoy a little swig of this sort of thing because it's brilliant. It really helps.
I get the honey going in.
Right. And then all of a sudden you're like,
and then the hot stuff going down.
Yeah. But it's very palatable. I think this is from Fat Friar Meadery in Maine, in Newcastle. One of the only places in Maine that was developed as a meadery, right? I mean, we've had last year we had Bob Bartlett's Mead, and Bob is a wonderful winemaker over in Gouldsboro, and he makes a nice sweet mead and a dry mead, and that's his thing. But it's also, you know, he's primarily a winemaker. Well, Fat Friar's Meadery was, and by the way, he has no actual religious affiliation, unlike the Friars, Brewhouse, and things like that, who are indeed a cloistered order. This gentleman just took his reference from, of course, the days of Robin Hood and such, and figured that it all fit as a marketing tool.
Must be powerful, because Carrie's under the board.
I know. I didn't want to say anything. But I'm just like, what is he? What did I do to him? I didn't even think he had a sip yet.
No, just some technical issues I'm trying to deal with.
No,
quietly.
Really. No.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're fine.
Right. You know, we can't let anything go quietly here.
Oh my! Right. So the first thing he made was a very, very nice semi-sweet mead. And why I like his meads, right? So meads in general, right, can range from quite viscous to rather light, like a crisp white wine. But I like his because they kind of sit in the middle in terms of viscosity, in terms of sweetness, and I think it's a nice local product too, which is really cool. But it's a good intro when people come to me, and they do all the time, you know, much more than any other alcoholic beverage, and they're like, "Hey, I've always wanted to try this. What's a good one?" And it's always mead. What does mead taste like, Eric? And the answer is, my gosh, it's very varied, as it were. Probably the most, you know, flavored beverage in the world, and of course it's certainly one of the oldest beverages in the world. Just as a reference point, the first residual samples in Europe are date from about 3000 BC, and evidence in China from about 7000 BC, and the first known mention of it is in the Rig Veda, which is an ancient Hindu text, which dates from somewhere in my notes say 1700 to 1100 BC. So it's a pretty old style beverage, and it's constant. I mean, throughout history, all the recipes you see, very few of them are just basic mead. They're always flavored. So it's a beverage that I think a lot of people accept the flavorings in, want flavorings in, but for that reason, it's almost difficult to show them, well, what mead tastes like, what's it really like. So I do like to give them, you know, Fat Friars is one of them that I give their regular mead, not the chili mead initially. Unless I really don't like their attitude. Maybe it's you. We'll see.
Hey, now. Hey.
No. So I like that. And then the Capsomel is the second one that Fat Friars came out with. They also make a cherry wine as well, which is about, I think it's 30% mead and 70% cherry wine. And he also makes one with mint and lemon. And it's very refreshing and quite nice and served well chilled on a summer's day, but yeah, the one that we're sampling today, as I said, is the Capsomel, which is his chili mead. It's what is it? It's kind of interesting. Some cultures actually differentiate mead and honey wine, but essentially mead is honey wine, right? So like all wines and all alcoholic beverages, right? You're fermenting sugars, and so the sugars that you're fermenting in mead obviously come from that honey, the sweetness of the honey. The finish, particularly in mead, is very, very different than almost any other beverage I've ever come across. In fact, yes, any other beverage. Disregarding the chili spice in the one we're drinking, it's a very sort of tingly, spicy sensation. I'm not a doctor, but I'm quite sure that is the honey doing the good things that honey does to you. Being that he uses local honey, and local honey being very good for you, you should drink local mead because it's good for you. Well, it's certainly good for you other ways. Before I run out of time, I'm glad we touched on mead, but tomorrow I did want to talk a little bit about what's going on at the shop and invite you all out. So tomorrow, Wednesday from 5 to 7 o'clock, we are hosting two producers, right? And this is really important to me. Like, I can talk till I'm blue in the face, but I'm just a middleman in essence. You know, I like to say I've got a good and selective palate, so I can, select really, really good things, but I can't really select good things unless people make good things. So tomorrow we have Kaylee Wardwell, who has been a guest of our shop in the past, and she is the maestro behind Abraham's Creamery in Newport, East Newport, Maine. And the goats that she has, which are very, very good, actually studied goats because they're so healthy, but they have just kitted, and so there's a lot of fresh goat's milk, and she has made some wonderful fresh chev, and she will be bringing those in. And our guest of honor from the region of Bordeaux is Xavier Mazot, who is the, I believe, fourth or fifth generation owner of Chateau Toutijac. Chateau Toutijac is a wonderful little estate. We're going to be trying his Rouge and his Blanc. I tried them both a couple days ago. They're absolutely lovely, and they're very affordable, so do come out and stock up. They're perfect for this time of year. Nice medium-bodied red goes great with stuff off the grill. White goes great with sunshine, and thank goodness we have some of that. I'm running out of time, so nice to chat with all of you. We'll see you here next week. We will start Appellations, or Hardy Burgundy Isn't a Thing.
This mead, by the way, wow.
Wow.
This is special.
This man makes very good product, what can I say? And if I remembered his name, I would tell you his name. But it we'll is. Just call him the Fat Friar. And then I'll give him credit on my website.
Yeah, it's very tasty. I was confused by the heat, but now that you've explained what it is.
Yeah.
And now that you know what's coming, it's like a lovely little surprise that comes in the back end.
I'm all about surprises, Richard.
I know that. Constantly surprising us. Thank Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday afternoon here on the program.